This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Beijing is urging calm after reports that a Chinese spy balloon has been flying over the U.S., including over Montana, home to one of the nation's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. The Pentagon saying it decided not to shoot down the balloon over concerns about the safety of people on the ground. China saying this morning it's looking into the balloon reports, and it says it doesn't intend to violate any sovereign country's airspace. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Even before a Chinese spy balloon was spotted flying over the United States, tensions have been high between the two countries. Tensions with China are particularly high on numerous issues, not the least of which is China's understood support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's refusal to rein in North Korea's expanding ballistic missile program and ongoing disputes over trade and technology. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The National Weather Service warning of dangerous cold in the Northeast, warnings and advisories for New England and other parts of the Northeast. Wind chills could plunge to 50 degrees below zero or even lower. Things are starting to warm up in the south after that fierce ice storm, but thousands of residents are frustrated that the power is still out. The AP's Jennifer King.
More than 280,000 homes and businesses in Texas were reported to be without power on Thursday night. The worst trouble was around Austin after a winter storm that is blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths.
Top European Union officials are meeting today in Ukraine with President Zelensky in a show of support as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. Here at home, we'll get the January jobs report this morning. Economists think the economy added 185,000 jobs in January, a slower, though still solid, gain. Apple is posting its first quarterly revenue drop in nearly 4 years, down 5% for October through December compared to the year before. Sales of its iPhones suffered. This is AP News. The Grammys are this weekend.
The Grammy Awards will be presented Sunday in Los Angeles. Beyoncé has been nominated 8 times for the Record of the Year Grammy and never won it. Break My Soul is nominated this year. Beyoncé leads the Grammy nominations with 9. Performances include tributes to Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, Loretta Lynn, and Takeoff of Migos, and an all-star celebration of 50 years of hip-hop. Singer Kim Petras says she's preparing to be in the moment for her performance.
I really want to remember it for the rest of my life. I don't know if I'll ever be back.
The Grammys will air live on CBS. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
3 in 10 adults say they have used a dating site or app. That's according to a new Pew Research Center study. 44% said finding a long-term partner was their goal. 40% responded that they wanted to date casually. Using dating sites and apps is most popular among adults under 30. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.